Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Wednesday, August 27th, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, we have a couple of friends. Joining me by phone this morning, Nicole Ridley, Chief Executive Officer for Lutheran Housing Support. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Welcome back to His Time. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Glad to be here.
Also joining us by phone, the Reverend Tom Eggold, pastor at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Good morning, Pastor Eggold.
Good morning, Andy. Great to be with you.
Say, tell us about Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Emmanuel is an inner city church in Fort Wayne. We're located right downtown. It's been a church that has a great story. We were the first daughter church of St. Paul in Fort Wayne, and at the time, in 1867, the church was built to support a growing West Side population, and we've been in this location ever since.
And Nicole, tell us about Lutheran Housing Support. What is the work of Lutheran Housing Support?
Well, Lutheran Housing Support is a separate corporation, but Synod is our sole member, and we support congregations, districts, and social ministries that are interested in improving their communities by the way of providing consulting services to kind of help them think through projects that they're interested in, and also providing access to resources, be it grants, loans, or helping them identify other resources within their local community to do the work.
Pastor Eggold, tell us, how did Emmanuel Lutheran Church get connected with Lutheran Housing Support?
Yeah, it's a great story. We've been working with Lutheran Housing Support since probably 2008. At the time, Marie Kinker was executive director, and she met with a planning group from our congregation to talk about ways in which we can make an impact in our neighborhood. And that conversation led to really incorporating neighborhood transformation into the vision for our congregation. And from that conversation and from that plan, Nicole and I started working together on helping to restore and rehab some of the houses for elderly members in our neighborhood, and that happened in 2010-11. And it was a great connection with LHS, and from there, that really led into the most recent initiative, the Helping Hands Initiative.
And so, tell us more about the Helping Hands Initiative. What is that project?
Well, we partnered with Lutheran Housing Support along with Redeemer and Zion congregations here in Fort Wayne to identify homes in our respective neighborhoods that need help, needed work, but really did not have the financial resources to make that happen on their own. And so with the help of Lutheran Housing Support and Laborers for Christ, we were able to connect with those homeowners and not only help to repair and keep up their homes, their properties, but also to work with them on financial health through Lutheran Social Services here in Fort Wayne, and also just to welcome them to our congregations.
And Nicole, tell us about where does, in addition to Fort Wayne, does Lutheran Housing Support do similar programs around or in other places as well?
Yes, so we support any of our LCMS, mm-hmm. we will support any of our LCMS partners across the United States. So we get inquiries on a regular basis from a variety of churches or districts or social ministries across the United States. So we provide this kind of support, maybe not to this level, but in some way, shape, or form, to approximately 30 congregations or Lutheran entities across the United States annually.
And so how is this program in Fort Wayne unique? What is, Nicole, unique about the Helping Hands program, and what have you liked about working with the folks at Emmanuel?
Well, Emmanuel, as Pastor Eggold shared, has completely integrated the concept of transformation into their culture as a congregation. And so with that, and this is a small piece of what it is that they do, but they also have regular work groups that go out in the neighborhood on a regular basis and work with neighbors in their community to improve or clean up their yards, or and they provide a variety of different assistance to their neighbors. So I think that is unique. Haven't seen that level of integration for a long time. And it's part of the congregation's culture. And really for us, because we have a long history of working in Fort Wayne, mm-hmm. We were able to also use some of our other connections, like with the city of Fort Wayne. Code enforcement worked with us to help us identify residences that had been cited by code. And so that was helpful in helping identify other homes that need assistance. In addition to that, the local Parks and Recreation Department provided free space in their RV community so that laborers could park. So because we have this rich history of partnerships in Fort Wayne, we were able to leverage those relationships, and so that I think that piece of it also was unique.
Pastor Eggold, what has been some of the joys for you in working with Lutheran Housing Support on this project?
Oh, there have been a number, Andy. One of the neat things was being able to work side by side with the men and women from Laborers for Christ who were here for the project, and they met at Emmanuel every morning for devotions and also for their break time. And so it was great interaction with them. But ultimately, I think the most rewarding part of this process has been the connection with the people in our neighborhood. And I think we had five homes in particular that we worked on with Laborers for Christ, and four of them were not members of the congregation. One happened to be. But to get to know them and to see then those people in worship is really just a fantastic result of the initiative.
We're talking with Nicole Ridley, Chief Executive Officer for Lutheran Housing Support, and Pastor Tom Eggold from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on their collaboration and Lutheran Housing Support Rehab Project in Fort Wayne. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation. Hope you can stick around to hear more. Right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
In 1939, Lutherans started resettling people displaced by World War II. In 1960, we asked, who else can we help, and opened our service networks to refugees and migrants. As wars and conflicts create the need for asylum and refuge, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service is still asking, who else can we help? Today, with partners, congregations, and volunteers, we're resettling refugees, reuniting families, and rekindling dreams. You can help. LIRS.org/volunteer.
It just might be that you know someone who is aging gracefully but needs a bit of assistance. Perhaps you are looking for a doctor to make a house visit on your mom, or a handyman to fix an elderly neighbor's sink. Or maybe you think your dad qualifies for veterans benefits, but you just aren't sure. Aging Answers is a free service sponsored by Lutheran Senior Services. Make it your go-to source for aging-related concerns. LSS Aging Answers, 314-446-2475.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with Pastor Tom Eggold from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Nicole Ridley. She is the Chief Executive Officer for Lutheran Housing Support. Pastor Eggold, what what have been some of the benefits for, first for the community and also for the congregation? What have been some of the benefits from partnering with Lutheran Housing Support to take on some of these projects in Fort Wayne?
Yeah, great question. For the residents in the neighborhood that we've helped, the assistance has been very practical, allowing them to make repairs to their home that they would not be able to make to keep their homes in good repair, those kinds of things. So that's been great for them. For us, the impact has really been to connect us with our neighborhood in a hands-on, face-to-face way to be able to get to know the people who live around us, to take down some barriers that might exist between congregation and community members. And over the last 8 to 10 years, we've seen some incredible results from those kind of connections. So that's it's really strengthened us, Andy, as much as it's helped the neighbors in the project.
So this is not an overnight sort of thing. This is something that takes time. You said, 8 to 10 years that you've been working on this, but that's how you build relationships with neighbors, right? Over time.
Absolutely. I think probably the first foray into this type of work was through planting gospel seeds. Carlos Hernandez from LCMS National Missions was here with us and got us just out of our building and walking our streets, meeting our neighbors, and so it's grown from there. But at this point, we really do see our neighborhood as a great mission field.
Nicole, how do you see Lutheran Housing Support benefiting communities and congregations?
Well, for us, our mission is to provide access to and capital and these kinds of consulting service for underserved neighborhoods in order to help transform these neighborhoods into thriving communities. And so this kind of partnership helps us to continue to move our mission forward. It's an opportunity to help our LCMS partners really reach out in their neighborhoods and share Christ's love through these kinds of community development efforts, and then pair it with Word and Sacrament, which is kind of that core piece.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a way for us to, again, it's a vehicle to care for the body and soul of our neighbors in our community. So
what is... If a congregation looks around at their community and says, there are needs here, we're not quite sure exactly what all those needs are, is there someone that can help them investigate and find out more and find out what the needs of their community are, what the needs of their community might be, and how Lutheran Housing Support can help them?
Because we get those calls all the time. So initially what we recommend is that they do participate in the whole Gospel Seeds initiative. And we work hand in hand with Pastor Carlos Hernandez in the Office of National Missions to kind of go through that process. And it is a 3 or 4 day process that's initially where we encourage and work with the congregations to learn how to reach outside of their doors, knock on the doors of the people in their communities and ask, what is your greatest unmet need? Then we also, there's a piece of that where we connect with the agencies that are serving that community, and we ask them, what are you seeing as the greatest unmet needs in this community that you're serving? And so that is a process. We walk people through that process, and then we encourage the congregation to continue that, once a month, twice a month, or however long they can do it. And then that's how they begin to identify those greatest unmet needs. And then we work with the congregation to say, okay, what is your role, and how do you reach How do you address this unmet need? Do you need additional community partners to assist you with that? So, or are there other people that are doing it and you can help augment what they're doing? So that's how we begin the process. And we work with Pastor Carlos all the time. Actually, Redeemer, that's how they came to the conclusion that they wanted to participate in this partnership. They were involved in this, the whole Gospel Seeds initiative. And so that's how we begin usually.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, we've talked a little bit about partnerships. What are the partnerships that have been so key, so important for you over these years in working with Lutheran Housing Support in your neighborhood?
Well, I think Lutheran Housing Support has given us certainly some incredible resources, but also the encouragement to go out and to make the connections with the people in our neighborhood. So not that we wouldn't have done that without LHS, but their support has really been instrumental and opened our eyes to maybe some things that we could not accomplish on our own. And certainly the Helping Hands grant has allowed us to do that in a big way.
Are there other community partners that you've teamed up with or worked with in order to accomplish the things that you set out to do?
Well, Lutheran Housing Support, Laborers for Christ, has been a huge help in this. They really led the physical effort on the ground with a crew of five or six laborers who worked with our people in the different homes that we were working on. Lutheran Social Services of Indiana also partnered with us in providing some financial education to the homeowners, and that we used our members in that process, and so our members, it was another way for our folks to connect with residents of the neighborhood. So all of those partners have really worked together to make this whole thing possible.
What were some of the key projects that that you've been working on? What are some of the things that you've been doing, especially with the help of Laborers for Christ? What were some of the projects most recently?
Yeah, we were able to do things like paint a couple of houses and do some minor repairs as well as major repairs, new windows, siding, things that those homeowners could not afford to do or were physically unable to do on their own. Those are the kinds of projects we were involved with here in our neighborhood, and I know, you know, Redeemer and Zion each have stories about their own neighborhoods. But yeah, those kinds of projects, roof repair, you know, things that were needed but not happening on their own.
What have been the responses from the neighbors who have benefited from this project?
Very positive, Andy. It's been really neat to get to know some of the neighbors, and we had one in particular a situation where one of the neighbors came to church on a Saturday night, and he waited very patiently in the receiving line after the service, and I had not met him before, and so I extended my hand and said, "Welcome to Emmanuel, and you know, I don't think I know you," and he said, "I'm Tim. I'm here because the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod painted my house," and that led to a very lengthy discussion about baptism, about forgiveness. I mean, it ended up moving quickly from a discussion of the help that we were able to give on his home to some pretty fundamental spiritual topics. So that was something that I'll always remember about this project.
There's a quote right there. "I'm here because the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod painted my house."
That's exactly what he said.
Yep. That's quite a quote. Nicole, is this similar to other stories that you've heard?
Yeah, we hear similar stories like that all the time. And it is definitely confirmation that this work is a vehicle for change in not only communities, but people's lives as well. So,
if someone's listening today and they want to get involved in a program like this, whether it's their congregation or maybe somebody in Fort Wayne who wants to help out with the programs going on there, let's start with that. If folks are listening in the Fort Wayne area and want to be helpful, I know you mentioned Laborers for Christ have been doing some of the projects. Are there other ways that that listeners in Fort Wayne can help out, Pastor Eggold?
Well, I think, you know, locally at the congregational level, the truth is there are needs in every community.
Mm-hmm.
And so having being willing, having a desire to meet neighbors and being open to those relationships is huge. The needs are going to be unique in every setting. But I think what we've found is just extending ourselves into the community has really changed our congregation and opened our eyes to ways that have always been there, but we never saw before. And so I think just the encouragement to not be insular, to make sure that we are extending out and not to be afraid of that, that's an important thing.
So perhaps this fall, instead of our energy and focus being on the new primetime lineup on TV, using that energy to get out into the neighborhood and do something to get to know your neighbors and to be of service to them.
Absolutely. And just to start that conversation at the congregational level, I think that's where all of these things begin. And it's all an extension of the love that Christ has given to us freely. And we have a great calling to extend, and it happens in simple ways. It's not none of these things are difficult to do. It's really just about connecting with people for the sake of Christ.
Nicole, earlier I asked, you know, if someone, if a congregation or folks in a congregation, you know, suspect they have needs in their community or see needs in their community and want to help to find out more. You said, oh yeah, we get calls about that all the time. Are there other questions that folks call about all the time that we could maybe answer this morning?
You know, it varies, and it really depends on the needs, perceived needs of that congregation or district, again, or social ministry, what they deem as important.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could run down a list for probably an hour of the kinds of inquiries we get. And quite frankly, if we can't assist, then we try to then refer them to other ministries or resources within their own community that can assist them. So kind of think through how they address the need. So I couldn't give you anything specific because it is mm-hmm. so broad in nature.
Sure. How can listeners find out more about Lutheran Housing Support and see if some of those questions could be answered?
Certainly. They can go to our website, which is www.nationalhousingsupport.org, or they could always email me, which is nicole.ridley@lcms.org, or they could call our office, and they could call me directly. My number is 314-996-1376.
Very good. And the website again, nationalhousingsupport.org?
.org, yes.
Very good. Nationalhousingsupport.org. You go to the website there. You can see what's going on with Lutheran Housing Support, some of the projects, and how you can get connected with National Housing Support there and find out more there. With just a little bit of time left, Pastor Eggold, about a minute left, what are you looking forward to most in the year ahead?
Oh, I think continuing to build on the foundation that's been laid in our neighborhood, continuing to build those relationships. What we've seen really is a change in spirit in our neighborhood in terms of how they view us. And so continuing to do things like yard cleanup, and we have a neighborhood block party and a trunk or treat event, and those are all ways for us to continue the connections with the folks who live right around the church.
Nicole, what are you looking forward to in the year ahead?
continuing to help congregations such as Emmanuel kind of reach out into their neighborhood and make a difference. And that's essentially what our mission is as a corporation. So becoming, you know, a valuable resource, or continuing to be a valuable resource to our Lutheran partners.
We've been talking with Pastor Tom Eggold, pastor at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne. Pastor Eggold, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Oh, thanks for having me, Andy.
And we've also been talking with Nicole Ridley, Chief Executive Officer for Lutheran Housing Support. Nicole, thanks so much for being our guest on His Time.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
You bet. God's blessings to you both and all the work that you're doing in your partnership to reach out to the communities there, to the neighbors in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks.
You bet. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. We're going to study with Pastor Brian Holly today from Messiah Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Illinois. Hope you can join us for that as we dig into 2 Corinthians chapter 5 this morning, verses 1 through 21. After that, we've got our Witness Wednesday segment with Pastor Mark Wood from the Office of National Mission. He's going to talk about vocation and witnessing. What's the relationship between our vocation and witnessing, telling the good news about Jesus in our daily lives? So we'll talk. We'll hear from him in just a little bit at 8:40 after our study of the daily New Testament reading. And don't forget, at 9 o'clock, we join together for morning prayer. All part of His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO.